We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, so I'm going to go to dipper number two. I've just been accused of having a one dipper day by John from Huntsville, but it is not true. It shall be at least a two dipper day. So the next one I got is called Law Dogs. Who are some of the people being nominated by President Trump to oversee the administration of the law, the enforcement of the law, if you will, the prosecution of the law? Who's going to be the law dogs out there? That's a line, by the way. I'm trying to think where that was. It was from Tombstone. I don't know if you remember that or not. There's a famous moment in Tombstone when, yeah, he stepped in. Wyatt Earp stepped in when they just shot the sheriff or the marshal right there in the street, and he's got is it Curly Bill? He's got Curly Bill, mm-hmm. and he's taking him in, and the cowboys are all surrounding him, and Ike Clanton says, "Law Dog, you better let him go." I thought, "Law Dog, where's Law Dog come from?" But it sounded good.
What an all time movie! I'm a sucker for cowboy movies.
Listen, man, Tombstone. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. If it's on and I'm flipping the channels, you got to pause.
You got to watch it for a little
bit.
You
got to see what scene it's at.
Yeah.
You know, oh, this is the part where, I got to watch this for a while. Yeah. Too many good lines. Val Kilmer, spot on.
Mm.
Poor soul. I'm your Huckleberry. I mean, just on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know? My hypocrisy knows no bounds.
I can see the lines going in your head.
I know. They're just coming in. Where's Wyatt? He's down at the creek walking on water.
That's great.
Why do you do this, Doc? Wyatt Earp's my friend. I got lots of friends. I don't.
That's great.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, listen, let's talk about who they are. I got three of them for you. Pam Bondi, future Attorney General, Kash Patel, future FBI Director, and then flying a bit under the radar, but you may want to know who he is. I believe his name is Chris Barrister. Bannister? Barrister? Hang on, let me flip back to my notes. Darn it, I just forgot. Chad Cronister. None of the above. Chad Cronister to be the next director of the DEA. We don't have one for the ATF that I can find. I did my research this morning. Of course, it's early in the morning, and I'm still drinking my first cup of coffee. It's like 5:15 a.m. or something, and I don't think there's been a nominee for the ATF. Are you aware of one? Check.
I haven't seen one. I'll look it up.
Yeah, check that one while I'm sitting here, but let's talk about who they are. What do we know about Pam Bondi? Who is she? What's her background? Is she qualified for this job? The answer is yes. She's eminently qualified to do this. So you heard Jay Town talk about her earlier. Pam Bondi is coming in now. She's replacing the nomination of Matt Gaetz. A lot of people are looking at this and going, why didn't he just nominate Pam Bondi at first anyway? I mean, she's going to come on pretty strong. The Libs, first of all, it disarms their ability to say, well, we need some women in strong places because the AG spot is now going to a very qualified woman. So that argument just went out the door. So now they got to pick on her actual qualifications. Pam Bondi was a former Florida Attorney General. She was the Attorney General of Florida for 2 terms, 8 years. She specialized, her focus, her avid passion was to go after sex trafficking and human trafficking issues. And she's been in the Trump sphere now for a number of years. She sort of came to the public's eye in the broader sense outside of Florida when she was given a pretty notable speaking spot at the 2016 Republican convention. And then when Trump moved to the White House, she served on his first transition team. In the interim now, since leaving the office of Attorney General of Florida, which she was elected to in 2010, she's been serving at the America First Policy Institute as a chairwoman. And that's a conservative think tank actually founded by Trump administration officials. But she was the very first female Attorney General of Florida. Prior to that, though, I mean, she was no lightweight. And she looks younger than she is. She's 59 years old. She served 18 years served 18 years as a prosecutor in Hillsborough County. During her campaign for Attorney General, she was kind of elevated to prominence because she was endorsed by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. She went after Barack Obama's signature healthcare law. I mean, she was hard at it. She was going after liberal stuff left and right. She was all for an immigration law that they were passing in Florida, which the liberals tried to call the show me your papers law. We could use that now. And she worked as a lobbyist for a period of time as well after she left office. She's also been on Trump's legal team during his impeachment trial in 2020. And she's been very critical of the lawfare issues against Trump. And then I'll just say this, all said and done, she brings in a very strong resume, and there's every reason to believe that she's going to sail through her nomination and her her certification process.
So there hasn't been an ATF nomination yet, but a lot of there's some rumors that Brandon Herrera is making a run for it. He's I don't know if you know who he is. He's a
he's the gun guy from Texas, right?
Yeah. So he that's the name I'm seeing.
The AK guy, is he real? I mean, I thought that was like a joke.
These are saying, well, okay, let me rephrase. These are saying he's making a push for it. So I don't know how much of how much you know Trump's taking on that.
I make the push for me. I want to be the head of the ATF.
Yeah, but nothing yet. No.
Okay. All right, that's Pam Bondi. You need to know that about him. By the way, Ron from Brownsboro just texted in, ATF should be Uncle Ted Nugent. Nice.
That would be a good one.
That would be awesome. I don't know that DC can handle it.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that could even work. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about Kash Patel and Chad Chronister. Those are two people you're going to hear a lot about. One at the DEA, and one, of course, is the head of the FBI. Now, Kash Patel is the one, though, who's got liberals' heads exploding left and right. You hear them? You can hear them exploding in the background right now. I'm just saying, they're freaking out. Why? Because he's an absolute minimalist, small government conservative, and he's qualified. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean it when I say it. I'm talking about my state, Alabama, y'all. Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in. Just for good measure. We got a lot to do. By the way, I still crack up that bump right there, Sweet Child of Mine, my mom. My mom saying, I really love that bump music. Who is that? Oh, Mom, you're not going to like that one. No, but I do like it. Who sings that? Well, it's a band called Guns N' Roses, Mom. And she...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And then she comes back to me and goes, you're right. I liked the way it started until I heard his voice. So Axl Rose was not doing it for her.
That sums up all of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's get back on it. So I just gave you the lowdown on who Pam Bondi is. Is she qualified? She's eminently qualified. She may be one of the more qualified attorney generals that we have had nominated in who knows when. She is a true prosecutor. And she has been an attorney general for one of the largest AG offices in the nation for 8 years. And she's also a Trump loyalist, but that's not a ding on her. Although Democrats don't like this, what that basically means is her agenda is his agenda. And that's great. Now, let's talk about the FBI, Kash Patel. Who's Kash Patel? Who is this guy? Kash Patel. What kind of name is Kash Patel? Where is that guy from? Is he from here? Is he an American? Well, he is a child of Indian immigrants, so he's a first-generation American. And that's really pretty cool. And he's also a native of New York. He got his undergrad degree at University of Richmond. He got his law degree from Pace University in New York. He got a certificate in international law from the University College of London, Faculty of Laws. And he began his career in law as a public defender in Florida. Tried over 60 jury trials. Moved into becoming a terrorism prosecutor at the Justice Department, okay, as a staffer for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He was a staffer there. He was tasked with spearheading the panel's investigation into Moscow's interference in the 2016 presidential election by then-Chairman Devin Nunes of California. So he's been working issues in D.C. He's been working issues related to same matters that he might see as an FBI director. He also was one of the perhaps primary authors of what became known as the Nunes Memo, which talked about the infamous Steele dossier. He's the one that revealed all the information that the FBI had been just bungling and conflating and accepting on the Steele dossier that was, you know, part of that scandalous Hillary Clinton team attempt to discredit and smear the name of Donald Trump. Kash Patel is one of the lead investigators, staffers/authors of the Steele dossier memo. to reveal what the memo was. He served on the National Security Council. That's kind of cool. Toward the end of Trump's first term, he became the chief of staff for the acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller. So he has been in some very high-level positions. And I look at it and go, okay, all right, but is he qualified to be the head of the FBI? I mean, he didn't come up through the ranks of the FBI. I mean, what should we say to that? Well, neither did Christopher Wray. And I bet if you look back, you'll find that generally speaking, the directors of the FBI, which is a political appointment, don't generally come up through the ranks per se. You've got Christopher Wray right now, who is a former U.S. attorney, you know, with Ivy League degrees, Vanderbilt and Yale Law School, who worked in some very high-profile Southern law firms, and then as an assistant attorney general in charge of the criminal division in George W. Bush's administration. He was a litigator. That's all great, but he's never worked his way through the FBI. He's not a field guy, is what I'm saying. So any concerns that the left may have about whether Kash Patel has the bio just on paper to be the director of the FBI, well, Christopher Wray has almost the exact same bio, except that I would say that there are aspects of Kash Patel's that are even more interesting because he spent time not only as a litigator and a prosecutor, but also as a defender at the state and the federal level. And, oh, by the way, he worked in intelligence and at the upper levels of the National Security Council. Very cool. That being said, he's got the left freaked out right now. Why? Why? Well, because of things like, I don't know, maybe he did the Sean Ryan podcast. And he goes on Sean Ryan. Where's that quote? Hang on a second. I got two articles on Kash Patel. Let me find that one, that quote from Sean Ryan. You know which one I'm going for right now, too. Here it is. Interview, I pulled this out of an article from Axios. Phil, did you go to Axios? I did, Axios. Little controversy as far as the left's concerned. In the interview on the Sean Ryan Show podcast earlier this year, Patel said he would, quote, shut down the FBI headquarters building in D.C. and reopen it the next day as a museum of the deep state. Wow. Okay. First of all, I don't think he's going to do that. Do I think he's going to go in there and lop some heads off? Yeah, I do. I really do. I think he'll get confirmed. I think he'll go in there, and I think that he will be looking at you. You're a GS-99, and you take 4 lunch breaks a day. You're out of here. You, what are you doing that's otherwise good for the nation? You're out of here. You, why do you investigate grannies who pray in front of abortion clinics? You're out of here. You were all about the January 6th commission, and you did a whole lot to undermine the confidence in this organization, so you're out of here. I think he's going to do some of that, and I think he's going to install some people who know what's what. And then I think he's going to also bring a different feel to things and realign the priorities.
What was followed by that quote was he's going to tell bureaucrats up there to go out and do their job. And, you know, I mean, he said it in a way of like, go be cops. Like, that's pretty much what these guys are supposed to be, like federal cops. He said that a lot of people up there who are doing nothing, like you said, they need to go out and stop just hanging around D.C. and the Hoover building and kicking your feet up on this. Like, go do your job.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that will happen. But obviously that quote's going to get taken out of context and say that he's going to shut down the FBI as a whole. It's not
going to happen.
No.
The FBI is not going away. It's not like the Department of Education where there's no worth to it. It's got value. I think it's part of protecting the homeland. I think it's a good idea to have a reasonably strong FBI, but we've got to restore some confidence in it. Because right now it's been so abused by the Biden administration and really by the Obamas. But listen, they weaponized the IRS during Obama. Don't tell me for a fact, don't tell me that we haven't seen the weaponization of the FBI. And especially when you look at things like we're using a whole of government approach to root out systemic racism and DEI and all these things have to be implemented. Listen, just like he said, get out there and be cops. That's what we need. We need good, solid federal investigators who have authority and jurisdiction to do the things that take. And, oh, by the way, the qualifications. So, and I know some rank and file FBI folks, and I can tell you right now, I don't think that they enjoy the idea that their organization has been arresting grannies who pray in front of abortion clinics. I don't. I think they're ready to get back to kicking in doors and taking down, you know, drug cartels and terrorists who come across our southern border. Just saying.
And by the way, I think it's good that the head did not raise the ranks in the FBI.
I'm sorry, what now?
I think it's good that the head of the FBI is not someone who just rose up the ranks in the FBI, because they're going to be somebody who's too stuck on keeping the same old, and, you know, maybe too involved in the micro. Obviously, they need to be familiar with it, but not, you know, maybe some change of somebody who's going to change the status quo a little bit instead of somebody who's risen up the ranks and just going to keep the continuity and the same thing going over and over again. So,
okay, here's why I disagree in part, because I look at Tom Homan, who grew up through the ranks of the CBP and ICE, and he's every bit as qualified to run those organizations and still keep the agenda pure that we're talking about. And so I could see where someone with a FBI background could now run the organization quite well, as long as he was not so steeped in this is the way things are. Mm-hmm. We do it this way. We got to get away from the institutional mentality that says we can't ever have change, or yes, we can't ever have, you know, a new agenda. Anyway, liberals freaking out. Daily Wire. Spin cycle. Everybody's in a panic over Kash Patel. You got things like on ABC this week where they're calling him, him directly calling out the deep state has them very worried that he's going to find what he calls 60 corrupt actors of the first order. NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, was on there and fretted that Patel would only be interested in protecting Republicans or those who supported Trump if he were to take charge of the FBI. That's crap. Listen, do I think that there's going to be an agenda the left doesn't like? Yeah. Do I think that they're going to go in there and go, if you've committed a crime, we're going to look the other way as long as you have an R by your name? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't. Especially just, you know, now that we're watching the pardon of Hunter Biden. I mean, my gosh. So yeah, there's your two. And now listen, I was going to give you one more about Kash Patel, but I'm running out of time. I will say this. Jake Sullivan, national security advisor to Joe Biden, piece in the Washington Examiner. Jake Sullivan really wants Christopher Wray to finish out his term. Well, that makes good sense, said nobody ever on the Republican side of things. And does he have it? He has a 10-year term. Let's not forget Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump in 2017, take over from James Comey. But he serves at the pleasure of the president. And Christopher Wray has now served under the Biden administration, and things haven't gone that well. And it is time for a change. And so Jake Sullivan compounds saying nobody really cares what the outgoing administration thinks about the nominations. All right, real quick, the DEA. Trump has picked a Florida sheriff. Now, this is interesting to me. Head of the DEA is a Florida sheriff. Wow. President-elect Donald Trump announced he will nominate Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Chronister. I think Hillsborough County is the same county that Pam Bondi started off her district attorney career in. You can check on that if you want to. By the way, Hillsborough County, what's the major municipality there? What's the county seat? Is that going to be like Tampa or something like that? Jacksonville?
I'll look that up real quick.
Yeah, Hillsborough County, Florida. But yeah, she's Chad Chronister is the sheriff of Hillsborough County. And what you got?
Tampa.
That's what I thought. And he's going to be leading the DEA. So he is now Chronister, who has served in the Tampa, Florida area for over 32 years. So he's got some street cred. He's got some big city law enforcement, big county. Got to know there's drug trafficking. Got to know there's human trafficking. He's seen a lot of it. But he's going to be there working through the Trump administration processes as the head of the DEA. Representative Thomas Massey from Kentucky says he's actually disagrees with this, though. It's interesting. He disagrees with the idea of Sheriff Chad Chronister running the DEA. He says, I call him like I see him. Trump's nominee for the head of the DEA ought to be disqualified because he ordered the arrest of a pastor who defied COVID lockdowns. I'm curious about that. It was the pastor of the River at Tampa Bay Church, and Sheriff Chad Chronister had him arrested under state law when he would not abide by the original COVID lockdowns. Yeah. I also saw something. One of the pro-marijuana groups said that he's a pro-legalization sheriff. I find that odd as a pick for the DEA. But I do believe, though, that he'll wind up having to answer to the head of the DHS, which is going to be Kristi Noem, as the head of the DEA. So we'll watch all that play out. In the meantime, I got to take a break. We're taking a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.